It's time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
And a warm welcome to you all here on this Friday afternoon. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you on the At Home Show. And those of you who have been listening the last several weeks know that we're in the midst of a series on buying and selling your home. You know, a few weeks ago, we talked mortgages, and we had Jen Baker on talking a little bit about lending. And then last week, we actually talked about what I'd like to call the art of moving. And this whole evolution on how now moving is made easier through things like portable storage. We had James Smits on the air for a portion of the show, and he's got the Go Mini dealership right here in our backyard in Holland. And that's it's a great business and a great solution for those of you who are moving or actually looking at needing some temporary storage. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about something that when you're buying a home or you're selling a home, it's something that people look at. And actually, people look through, and that's windows and exterior doors. And Brian Hansen is alongside me today. You've been a guest before. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Mark.
So 395-1450, if you have any questions. And let me set the stage a bit. You know, windows and doors are something that when we talk to a lot of people at the lumber and supply company, it's something it's an emotional thing. It's something that people want to spend time learning about. It's an important part of a home, I would say, both from a performance standpoint, but also aesthetically, right? And I think today we're going to talk a little bit about both. Brian, why don't we start with this whole idea of going into your home maybe for the first time or looking at it with a new set of lenses, thinking about, okay, how can I make sure that the windows are performing as well as they should be? Maybe I'm selling a house or maybe I'm looking at a prospective existing home.
No, that's great. Especially around this area, there was quite a few houses that were built between middle 80s and middle 90s. It was quite a boom around here. And most of the builders at that time still around here used some type of cladded wood window, or some used all wood. But a lot of times it was cladded wood. And I get calls all the time from people who are going to buy a house. I go out and look at houses and inspect windows and stuff. And when you walk into a house, it's real easy to overlook some real obvious things about the windows. Obviously, if there's big cracks in glass or something like that, you're going to notice that. But if you don't actually go through and operate the windows, and especially on what they call casement windows or crank-out ones, those type of windows, the only true way to test whether or not they're still good and basically whether or not you're going to have to replace them the second you buy the house is to actually open them. And then on the part that actually goes out into the weather, actually feel that wood that's underneath. That seems to be the place where they soften a lot. And as soon as that softens, the hardware that's attached to that comes unattached real easily. And next thing you know, you have a casement sash out in your front yard.
Right. So we're talking about windows and doors. Those of you who are just joining the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. I have
it's
said
Friday.
That before, so at least I have some experience saying that. 395-1450 is the number. And we're talking about things that you can look at, details that you can look at in terms of your windows, and then providing some solutions to be able to maybe attack where there may be some need for some service. Brian, you talked about a casement window and the window portion that's cranking out, the sash, if you will. What are the other things with a casement that you have to look at? I would imagine maybe the crank out itself, as well as maybe where the latch is on the frame of the window.
You know, sometimes we'll hear from people that they've been told, oh, you got to replace your whole window. And when I say that, I'm talking literally pull it out of the wall and put a new one in. Now, at times that's the case, but not always. And with that being said, I wouldn't necessarily jump to that conclusion. I would look at, you know, maybe if the fact that it's not opening is only because the mechanism's damaged. Most of the hardware company is kind of part of a national chain, Truth being one, and there's a couple other ones. Those really have nothing to do with the window company. So even if you can't find what window company it is, you'll be able to find that hardware. And in essence, that hardware is $50 roughly, you know, per window. And if you can't install it, you know, maybe another $80, $90 for install, and you're looking at $100 in comparison to a new window is could be anywhere, you know, up to $600-$700 for one that matches that window.
So solvable distance, right? I mean, yeah. If you have a crank out or if you have some type of a piece that's part of the window, usually you can find a replacement part.
Yeah, I just make the assumption that you want to just yank the window out right away. Call, find most builders will know what they're looking for as well. Find something, you know, call local lumberyard, Zion, or whatever the case is.
And, right. We have a full-time service department that you can use as a resource.
Correct.
For that.
And again, on that same note, if you have cloudy glass or something, you don't need the whole window changed. There's glass companies around, or we can get stuff. And, a lot of people replace windows when it's not necessarily needed.
All right. We're talking windows and exterior doors here on the At Home Show. It's the At Home Show here, and Mark Van den Bosch alongside Brian Hansen today. And we're in the midst of a series on buying and selling your home. And our discussion today has surrounded windows and doors. And what do you look for in terms of making sure that they are going to perform, as well as the aesthetics of windows? And really, we've been talking more generally than specifically today. We're going to get later in the show, we're going to get into more brand-specific type windows. But we are going to concentrate now on continuing to look at the window portion as well as exterior door portion of your home. Brian, what are some things in terms of the exterior doors that you can look at and maybe assess what the door's performance is going to be?
You know, especially when you're moving into a house that you bought, you might not like what the front door looks like. It might not be your design, your style, your liking. Again, something that people, they just obviously, you know, just assume that they have to start yanking stuff completely out of the wall. And that's not always the case, because sometimes you can just replace the actual door part that you see. Leave the jamb, leave the frame, change up your design of your house a little bit more to be your liking. You know, there's some details that need to have gone over by either us or a builder, whoever the case is, for sizing and stuff. But for the most part, you don't have to rip out the whole thing. Now, looking at faulty doors, the major thing that has happened is prime jams, which is a wood jam all the way down to the ground or to the concrete or to the base floor, whatever it is. That bottom part, water sits and seeps up into that, and so it gets real soft. So when you're looking at a house that you're either going to sell or going to buy, I would always feel how soft the wood is at the bottom of it.
So the frame portion of the door.
Of the jam part. If it's obviously solid, you're in good shape. If it feels a little loose, there you can still save it by getting it wrapped in aluminum, or in some other type of composite material or something of that nature. If it's falling apart, which most of the time is real obvious because there's big chunks and stuff out of it, unfortunately, at that point, you do need a new frame. And most time, we suggest people change those out with some type of composite frame. Or at the very least, they make a rot-proof jam, which at the very bottom, 6 to 8 inches are protected. Because if that door's gotten hit once and rotted, it's probably not going to change over time. So putting a new door the same type is just looking for the same problem over and over.
Brian, I want to go back to a comment you made in relation to exterior doors. And, you know, we want to provide solution, provide free information for our listeners. You had mentioned that you don't always have to assume that you have to rip out a whole door if you want to replace it. You could possibly just replace a slab. You said, hey, there's just a couple pieces of information that may be needed. What are those, and what could be helpful in terms of you finding a solution for a homeowner? Could they take a couple pictures? Do they have to measure the hinge location? Do they have to look for a brand?
You know, if the door has a brand on it, which a lot of them unfortunately do not. However, if you look at the hinges, a lot of times the hinges are labeled by a company, and that will help identify what kind of door you have. If you have absolutely no idea what kind of door it is, the main things you want to do is the slab, which is the part that when you open obviously goes inside your house or outside your house. You want to measure the width of that and the height. And then the easiest way is from the top of that slab to wherever the hinge placements, to the top of the hinge placements. Now, that being said, the main thing that you need before you can even really start looking is the width of the door, because not every door has every style. So if you get the width of the door, we can normally help you out after that, get the style you want, and then we can walk you through the rest of the stuff needed.
You are listening to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. If you've just tuned in, we're talking windows and doors with Brian Hansen here from Zeeland Lumber and Supply. We got an email from Chuck that actually had a question about basement window, and he's got an existing home where they have the washer and dryer in the basement, and half of the window he's describing has plywood, and actually the dryer is venting out of this plywood, and then the next to that is plexiglass. He asks, what are the options for basement windows? I've seen block and glass. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Mark, the main thing that most of these companies that used to make what they used to call basement windows or poured wall windows, a lot of those have stopped over time. Anderson, for example, no longer makes their basement windows, which I know there's tons of those around West Michigan here. So when those deteriorate over time, or you just are looking for a different look or whatever the case is, a lot of people are going to a vinyl, what they call is a hopper. It's basically an inside-out, upside-down awning, which instead of flipping out of your house basement, it actually tilts in to the inside of the basement. Screens there, you can get some air ventilation, you can put something through if you need to. And that is, you know, on average, right around the $100 range for the product. There's obviously some install, and normally the easiest way to install those is to build a buck, or what they call it, you know, a box frame, and have that attached to your concrete or your cement walls, and then attach the new window directly on that, trim it out, and you're done. It really is, for most, even homeowners can do that or find someone, and it's a half a day job at most.
Right. We actually just had three of them put in our basement. We have a 80-plus-year-old home, and, boy, they really look good. We're not in the basement all the time, but it's a nice upgrade, I guess, to put in your basement, and ultimately provides a little bit of air circulation, too, because we invariably will open them.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the glass block or the acrylic block, which actually most of the block companies are going to acrylic. Glass is rather expensive. You can still get it, but most of those, you have no ventilation. Some will make them where you can vent them, but for the most part, you're not looking at ventilation. So then it's just clear, you know, it's just basically having, you know, some light coming in, but that's about all it's producing there, and it actually costs quite a bit more, and it's not near as user-friendly as the hoppers.
Right. So we've talked a little bit about casement windows. We've talked about basement windows, and then we've talked about exterior doors. When you see an issue or when there's something that has to be fixed, we do have a service department over at Zeeland Lumber and Supply, three full-time service folks that can go out and actually help solve whatever riddle that you're going through at that given time.
Yeah, I think I've had to turn away, you know, one where we in 5 years where I've been, where we haven't been able to at least suggest a solution. There's very few that our experts can't handle.
Excellent. We are going to go to a break. We're going to talk a little bit more product and brand specific. We're going to do that right after the break. Welcome back to the last segment here on the At Home Show here, 1450 WHTC. We do have time for a quick call if you want to call in. That's 395-1450. And today we've talked a lot about windows and exterior doors in the context of buying or selling your home. And really, this can be a conversation that can even be had if you're living in a home and don't really plan to sell it anytime in the near future. It's just good to look at the overall, maybe I'll call it just health, of your windows and doors. And much of our discussion has surrounded service, right? In looking at replacing, fixing, by not necessarily tearing out, right? And replacing with all new.
Yeah, your existing windows.
Exactly, Mark. Right? So I think we want to talk a little bit about what if you're at that point that you really want to replace the existing windows in your home? What are the options? Brian, you had said that 20, 30, 40 years ago, really clad windows were the norm along with just wood windows, and then vinyl windows have really made a splash over the last 20 years as well. There's also some other products that are out there that are alternatives. I know that Marvin makes a product called Integrity. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, and then we'll talk about kind of what to use that will really meet your specific need.
Yeah, they still obviously make the cladded windows, you know, wood clad, vinyl clad. There's, and then there's true vinyl. It's true, you know, extruded vinyl where it's hollow in the middle. And even that over the past, I would say 15, 20 years has improved greatly from the first 15, 20 years that it was in its infant stages. You can get windows that are a lot heavier vinyl, thicker vinyl. You know, a lot of them put steel rods in certain parts of the frames to make it sturdy, durable. In the end, a vinyl window does have a tendency to contract and expand, move with the house, just due to the fact that it's not as sturdy as your typical wood window. Now,
I would say that, and it's interesting that you talked about the fact that the performance of a vinyl window is greater than it was 10, 15 years ago. And it's much like any other product in the industry, like decking we've talked about in the past, where the cost to enter really is not that great. And so you have all these folks that are coming into the market, right, into this arena. And then through the recession, a lot of them are gone. And companies have been forced to do things better, right? And I think that's what's happening currently in our industry.
Yeah. And that's why anytime someone's remodeling the house that they plan on living in, I do suggest that you stick with a national brand name, especially if you're not going to do all of your windows at 1 year. That being said, Anderson, Marvin, and, you know, there's some other ones out there that have been around for years. Those are more than likely not going away, you know, the next time a recession hits or downturn in the economy or anything like that. And that's kind of important because Anderson's exterior white and Marvin's exterior white and the local vinyl exterior white, they do vary. And you don't really notice it until you have to mix and match on your house. And then all of a sudden someone points out that you have different colored windows on your house. And then you feel like you
right.
messed up.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody over breakfast this morning and he said, hey, we're looking at replacing a window in our kitchen and in the bathroom that's adjacent to, and then they wanted to tackle other areas of the home in future years. So you're spot on with that. I'm sure that's a conversation that many of our listeners have had with their friends and family.
Yeah. And, you know, the other option, because the nice, you know, a wood clad window still will outperform a vinyl window, you know, kind of across the board as a rule. However, most people don't like to paint or stain their windows any longer. They just don't have time, pace of life, or it's just not what they like to do, spend their time on. So there is a great alternative to that, and that's actually a fiberglass window. There's a few different ones. The one that I particularly know about is the Marvin Integrity. It looks and is relatively maintenance-free like a vinyl window, no paint or stain needed. However, it is a lot sturdier. This type of material that they have, you can walk across, and it's not going to bend or bow. You do that with a piece of vinyl, it's either going to crack in half or it's going to just bend right down. You won't get the smile faces in your sashes, which if you've had them, you know what I'm talking about. And that's where we're at.
Would you say that product falls between a wood clad and a vinyl in terms of the investment, Brian?
Yes. Wood clad's still going to be the higher end price point window. It's what's going to cost the most due to the fact that there's finished wood on that. It just costs quite a bit more. And then vinyl would be the most economical route 9 out of 10 times. Fiberglass is probably right in the middle of that.
You call it fiberglass. I've heard Fibrex. Is that one and the same, or is that something that's totally different?
Well, what Fibrex is actually it's a little bit more of a green product. They actually still use some fiberglass in that, but they also mix in their recycled wood products, and they make like a cork material almost. But it does have majority fiberglass in it, and that is sturdy and stands up to it. That is kind of an Anderson Windows product.
So Anderson has this type of product as well.
Yes, and in windows at least, they kind of have it patented or whatever, but that's a great product. We have all these products at the showroom in Zealand, and there's guys there that know a lot more about windows than even I do that can let you know as little or as much as you want to know. So if you have any questions, let us know.
Absolutely. Brian, thanks for being on the show today and sharing a little bit about the window and exterior door world. We like to call it fenestration. I wanted to use that word today, and I did get it out. So do want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week to the At Home Show. Wishing you all a safe and happy weekend. So long, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.